بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my dear brothers and sisters there is a beautiful hadith of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما who said that one day he was with Rasulullah sallallahu when a Bedouin came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, who is the best of the Muslims? Who is the best of people among the Muslims? And Rasulullah sallallahu said, the best of people among the Muslims, the best among the Muslims is the one with the best akhlaq. Ahsanul khuluq. With the best akhlaq. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu again narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, somebody asked him, who is the wisest person? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wisest person is the one who remembers his death most often. Now these two hadiths are not sort of consecutive or anything like that, but if you think about these two together, firstly, the issue of being the best of people being the one with the best akhlaq, as I mentioned many times before, akhlaq is that part of deen which is visible to the world. The ibadat that we have are by and large between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not visible to the world. But our behavior, our akhlaq, our manners, our dealings, our society, our culture, this is what is visible to the world. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying the best one is the one whose akhlaq are the best. So the akhlaq are really the manifestation. They are the expression of the deen. So the deen is what is inside our heart. Meaning the religious part of it is what is inside our heart. And when this religion and this religious part gets exposed or comes into play or comes out in the external world, that is akhlaq. And therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best person is the one whose akhlaq are the best. So there is no separation. It's not as if we are not saying here that it doesn't matter whether you pray as long as you are nice to people. We are not saying that at all. We are saying that if you are somebody who is conscious about his salah, then you will also be somebody who is whose akhlaq are the best. If you are conscious about your salah, you will automatically be good to people. Because this is what Rasulullah ﷺ taught us with regard to the consciousness of salah, that people who are conscious of salah are really what? They are conscious of their presence before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so then they will try to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will try to live their lives according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred for them, because they love him. And that's what gives them the best akhlaq. And along with this, if we take the other hadith of who's the wisest is the one who remembers his death most often. Again, we have to see that it is not that Islam is converting us into some morbid creatures who only think of death. But really speaking, when we say death, what we mean is our ending, our anjam, our ikhtitam, the place we are going from here. So death is really the door which takes us into the Akhirah. And the one who remembers that most often is wise, because then his life becomes purposeful. He knows that I am going to go from here and I will be questioned. So for everything that he needs to do, he will think about what is the best way to do that, what is it that I must do, and I must do that in a way which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And so on and so forth. So the remembrance of death is not something that will make him sad or make him depressed or make him morbid, but it is something that helps him to stay on the straight path. It is something that helps him to make the right choices. It helps him to choose what is best, because otherwise he would have gone, maybe, you know, he would have gone astray, because Shaitan would have taken him off somewhere. But because he remembers death, therefore he is somebody who stays on the right path. When there is a dilemma, when there is a difficult choice to make, what comes to his aid is the fact that he remembers his death. So he will say to himself, well, whatever be the case, as far as I am concerned, I have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day, and therefore I am not going to do XYZ, and I will do this and I will not do that. I will do that which is beneficial for me in the Akhirah, and I will not do something which is harmful or potentially harmful for me in the Akhirah. And he does that because he is thinking of death. He is thinking of his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not there, then he would not have probably taken that option. Right? He would not have done that, because he is not thinking of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it opens him to the deception of Shaitan, and he might end up doing something which he later on has cause to regret. But if he remembers his death, then he cannot do that. He will make sure that he does the right thing, because he remembers it, that he remembers that one day he has to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the day, and so therefore he will, that remembrance of death will keep him on the straight path. So think about this. I remind myself and you, let us think about these two ahadiths. One with regard to our akhlaq, and the second one with regard to answering for those akhlaq, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ensure that we never do anything which is likely to jeopardize our ending, likely to jeopardize our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's very important that we do not do that. Because if we do that, then it's a totally negative thing, because what can anyone say or do? Because we are sacrificing or spending something which is everlasting in order for something which is momentary. Now that does not make any sense whatsoever in any way. Right? So therefore, that's something that we really need to remind ourselves and ensure that we don't fall into that category. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased, and to enable all of us, inshallah, to live our lives in such a way that our lives are a means of blessing for us in this dunya as well as the akhirah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.